The Republican presidential candidates face off tonight in another debate, this time in Las Vegas. The latest of several Republican frontrunners is Herman Cain. His 999 plan proposes reworking the federal tax system. There would be a 9% flat federal income tax, a 9% national sales tax, and a 9% business tax. The simplicity of that plan appears to be helping him in the polls, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Herman Cain feels strongly about taxes.
Our tax code is the 21st century version of slavery.
Debbie Abdel-Razak doesn't feel that strongly about taxes, but she says the Cain plan has lots of appeal.
It's simple. I think that's what people are drawn to it, because it's simple.
Abdel-Razak is in Washington from the Detroit area. On a drizzly day recently, she stood in line outside Washington's Bureau of Engraving and Printing, where the government prints money. Abdel-Razak says she supports President Obama and is unemployed and would have to pay more with a flat tax, but she still loves Cain's idea of a snappier tax system.
I mean, because now the way things are, it's like when you look at your income tax returns and everything, it's like all these pages and pages of things that are just absolutely really hard to understand and decipher.
With his 999 plan, Herman Cain has made a simple slogan out of a complicated tax code. Tax experts on the left and the right are questioning the viability and efficacy of his plan. Many say it will raise tax burdens on the poor. Others criticize it for adding a new tax stream. But speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Cain defended it as having political support from voters.
The American people are embracing it. See, this is the problem that some people inside Washington have with 999. The American people understand it. The American people are embracing it.
In fact, even people who know little or nothing about Herman Cain himself seem familiar with his 999 plan.
To be honest, I don't know too much about him.
Aaron Cummings is a civil engineer from Kentucky. Her main beef with Cain's tax plan is that it actually sounds too good.
He could probably even raise that, like 15%. People would like that, I think.
Cummings says she personally still believes rich people and corporations should pay more. And she worries 999 might not raise enough to run the government.
It seems like we would have less revenue than we do now.
The Cain campaign argues it would raise the same amount of revenue. It would do so, they argue, by closing all loopholes and eliminating deductions. Even self-described liberals like Damon Gasper of San Francisco give kudos to Cain for his plan.
Of all of the nominations of the GOP, though, he's by far the best. It's just because it's something different. And he's a businessman.
The big problem, Gasper says, is he already pays 8.5% in state and local sales tax.
Like California, like we get hammered on sales tax. So, you know, you can imagine that on 9% on top of that, goods are going to be hard to buy, so consumer might not buy as much.
One person with unequivocal support for a flat tax is Jan Bosch in town from Phoenix.
I'd support that because I feel it'd be more fair if everyone paid the same amount regardless of income.
Bosch just graduated from high school. His mother, Ann Bowler, chimed in to say actually her son doesn't pay taxes at all because as a student he doesn't yet have income. Bowler, who grew up in France, is accustomed to the value-added tax, or VAT, which typically runs higher. 9%, she says, sounds like a pretty good deal to her. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.